spiritual healing and how it works. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today, spiritual healing and how it works. Everyone thinks that spiritual healing is compared to natural healing, that it's compared in a way to medical healing, and compared in a way to getting rid of something that you don't want. Well, spiritual healing has nothing to do with any of those areas of wholeness. Spiritual healing is a very simple and a very definite theme, and theme is a word, not technique, but spiritual healing is a very definite theme. What spiritual healing is, it's our return in our consciousness to our original purity and integrity. Spiritual healing does not change anything. Spiritual healing does not bring about wholeness. Spiritual healing does not cure anything or end anything. Spiritual healing is just the expression of that which always was, always will be, always is, right now in our being. When we come to that awareness that spiritual healing is recognition of who and what we really are, our divine self, when we recognize that spiritual healing does not change anything or cure anything or in any way take away something, then we're on the right road. We're on the right road. Ask yourself, who am I? Eternal questions. Why am I here? What's my purpose for living at all? Am I to live in a tortured body or in a healthy body? Am I to live in a poor environment or a rich environment? Am I to be abundantly wealthy, or am I to be moderately or poor? What are the things that I am to be? Who am I? Well, it all depends on how far we enter into our original purity and integrity. Our original purity and integrity is that we are the allness, the isness, the oneness, the totality of all that exists. And if we are the oneness, the isness, the totality of all that exists, there is no limitation. There is no poor or rich. There is no sick or well. There is no desire to be liked or disliked. All is just and is. To do that, to live in that consciousness, in that awareness of all is just and is quite something. It's a total change from the human attitude, where the human is always placating somebody else to get their attention, to get their love, to get their awareness, to get whatever, you know. And in placating that love, they are not being their real self. They're pretending that they need something the other has. And of course, every time we pretend we need something somebody else has, we're saying that we don't have it ourselves. You see, well, that's an obvious conclusion. No, we already have everything. We already have all these things. We already have the full expression of who we are and the divine being that we are. We already have all that. It's just that we haven't claimed it. We haven't gone into our eternal storehouse and brought forth that which we really are. Well, we can, and we can do that right now. We can do that this instant. We don't have to wait for time. We don't have to take a process of healing, a process of awareness. It is there right now. It is complete. It is fulfilled. It is spiritually whole. Spiritual healing is not a cleansing of the mind, for in spiritual healing there is nothing to cleanse. Spiritual healing is not a desire for something, for in spiritual healing and spiritual wholeness, we have everything that we could ever desire. And we are everything that we could ever desire. There is no need in our life that is not already fulfilled. It does not already exist there for us to enjoy. How then can we go about the work of spiritual healing? How can we go about the work of spiritual awareness of who and what we are? How can we enter into spiritual healing when it is something that already is? Well, that's the whole point. When we begin to say, all is, and just act as though it were so, we've heard of that in simple psychology, act as though it is so and it'll be. If we can learn to act as though it is so, live in the thought that it is already done, live in the consciousness that it is already fulfilled, then it is for us. We presently are living in the consciousness that it is not fulfilled, and that it is not done, and it is not fulfilled, and it is not done as far as we're concerned. Because our consciousness says it's not done, and it is not fulfilled. But that simple little change of saying, it is done. At the end of every prayer, how pathetic the prayers may be, but at the end of every prayer is the statement, Amen, or so it is, or so let it be, or whatever. You see, it calls forth the possibility of recognizing that it is done, it is fulfilled, it is realized. And it is fulfilled and realized right now. And that's quite a wonderful thing. That's quite a wonderful thing to recognize that and enjoy that and experience that. People recognize it, enjoy it, and experience it all the time. In many areas of life, people are all over the world enjoying these things and experiencing these things and just having a great time with these things. Everywhere. And they're thoroughly finding it exciting and something really rewarding for them. How are you doing it? How are you thinking about yourself? Are you experiencing spiritual healing? Or are you experiencing spiritual wholeness? Spiritual healing is a process. And there is no process to spiritual healing. Yes, there's a process if you say that from awareness to non-awareness or non-awareness to awareness. But really, it is already done. And it's just up to us to accept it and claim it, enjoy it, participate in it, recognize that it is done, it is ours, and it is wonderful, and it is complete. It is fulfilled right now. Spiritual healing is not a tedious thing. It is not something that we have to work at. Spiritual healing is a continuum of that which is and always will be. And once we get on the track, once we get on that awareness, then we don't ever have to get off. But you see, we were on the awareness of that when we came forth into this life experience. And then we taught ourselves not to be aware of it. We were on the awareness, as most children experience. They know it all. They feel it all. They are it all. They have that feeling, and they're taught that that's an incorrect thing for them to have. And so they move away from their spiritual wholeness. Not because it's not there, not because it isn't something that is real in their nature, but just because they have chosen not to believe in it anymore. Kind of silly, isn't it? You did the same thing. I did the same thing. And it's time now that we reverse our course and recognize that we are spiritually whole, we are spiritually magnificent, we are spiritually realizing our reality. What a wonderful realization to come to. What a wonderful ideal for anyone to know. This is my recognition for me, and because I recognize this, I see you experiencing it too. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I truly love you. I love you.